Welcome to the Solution Building Podcast with Mark Eastman. Thank you for listening. Today's solution, a successful business starts with a decision.
If you're in the construction business, I'll bet you've asked yourself, how can running a business be this hard? There's never enough time to get everything done. I'm barely making minimum wage. I could work less and make more if I were flipping burgers. It sucks that nobody told you the business side of construction would be like this. I'm Mark Eastman, and as a professional builder and general contractor for over 40 years, I've felt that pain. That's why, as the owner of Timber Creek Construction, I developed systems to make the business side of construction easier. Welcome to the Solution Building Podcast, where we'll discuss construction problems and solutions. Now, here's my friend, Nick Natarella, with this week's solution.
A successful business starts with a decision. The question is, will you make it? Last week, we discussed my aha moment when I was recovering from a concussion. This revelation involved reading The Traveler's Gift, a book written by Andy Andrews. In the book, David Ponder felt like a failure at 46 years old. He had lost his job as an executive at a Fortune 500 company. Then he lost his part-time job working at a hardware store. He felt like a failure. Until he had an extraordinary experience that revealed the power of decisions to succeed in business and life. Before my accident, I was at a place in my life that was nothing like what I had expected it to be. I had some big dreams when I was younger. I was going to be farming thousands of acres, own a successful construction company, have a nice big new home, be driving new cars and trucks. Then, 35 years later, none of these things had happened. I did own a construction company, but it wasn't anything more than a minimum wage job. I had conceded that this was the life I had, and there wasn't anything I could do about it. I had accepted the fact that I was a failure. Then came the accident. I believe it was God's way of getting my attention and telling me that things could be different. I really connected with David Ponder's situation in The Traveler's Gift. I was where he had been. He took the lessons learned in his journey through time and the people he met and implemented them in his life. He had the power of choice, and he used it. Here is an overview of the seven things he was shown and implemented that changed his life. The seven decisions. 1. The responsible decision. I accept responsibility for my past. I control my thoughts. I control my emotions. I am responsible for my success. The buck stops here. Quote, if decisions are choices and our thinking dictates our decisions, then we are where we are because of our thinking. End quote. President Harry S. Truman. 2. The guided decision. I will be a servant to others. I will listen to the counsel of wise men. I will choose my friends with care. I will seek wisdom. Quote, God moves mountains to create the opportunity of his choosing. It is up to you to be ready to move yourself. End quote. King Solomon. 3, the active decision. I am courageous. I am a leader. I seize this moment. I choose now. I am a person of action. Quote, my future is immediate. I will grasp it with both hands and carry it with running feet. When I am faced with the choice of doing nothing or doing something, I will always choose to act. End quote. Colonel Joshua Lawrence Chamberlain. 4. The certain decision. I will not wait. I am passionate about my vision for the future. My course has been charted. My destiny is assured. I have a decided heart. Quote, truth is truth. If 1,000 people believe something foolish, it is still foolish. Truth is never dependent upon consensus of opinion. I have found that it is better to be alone and acting upon the truth in my heart than to follow a gaggle of silly geese doomed to mediocrity. End quote. Christopher Columbus. 5, the joyful decision. I will greet each day with laughter. I will smile at every person I meet. I am the possessor of a grateful spirit. Today, I will choose to be happy. Quote, our very lives are fashioned by our choices. First, we make choices. Then our choices make us. End quote. Anne Frank. Number 6, the compassionate decision. I will forgive even those who do not ask for forgiveness. I will forgive those who criticize me unjustly. I will forgive myself. I will greet this day with a forgiving spirit. Quote, forgiveness is a secret that is hidden in plain sight. It costs nothing, and it is worth millions. It is available to everyone and used by few. If you harness the power of forgiveness, you will be sought after and regarded highly. And not coincidentally, you will also be forgiven by others. End quote. Abraham Lincoln. Number 7, the persistent decision. I will continue despite exhaustion. I will focus on results. I am a person of great faith. I will persist without exception. Quote, great leaders, great achievers, are rarely realistic by other people's standards. Somehow these successful people, often considered strange, pick their way through life, ignoring or not hearing negative expectations and emotions. Consequently, they accomplish one great thing after another, never having heard that something cannot be done. God may have been waiting centuries for someone ignorant enough of the impossible to do that very thing. End quote. Archangel Gabriel. The experience David has on his travels helps him to connect with and understand these decisions. The same thing happened to me as I read the book. I realized that I had the power of choice. I could make decisions. Decisions are something that we too often reject or ignore. We let other people or situations make decisions for us. Then we find ourselves stuck in a rut, thinking there's no way out. It doesn't have to be this way. We have the power of choice. We can make the decisions if we choose to make them. But we have to make them. This is where success starts. The question is, are you going to make them?
Thanks for listening to the Solution Building Podcast. If you'd like more information on business systems and coaching that can help you be more successful, check out the blog archives at solutionbuilding.net. While you're there, download a free copy of the 7 bid mistakes that cost contractors a fortune and how to avoid them. It'll show you how to save time, be more profitable, and have satisfied customers. At Solution Building, we find solutions and build dreams through coaching, consulting, and constructing. This is Mark Eastman, and thanks for taking the time to listen to me thinking out loud.